She said the shrine was in the center of the park. But that doesn't mean I can just pick any direction and I'll get to the center, right? But I think he also said it was on a hill, so it must be high up somewhere. But all I see are trees. Okay, whatever. Let's just get out of here. This path looks like it's going up, so I guess that's the path I'll take. Like a fox, like a fox, like a fox. I'm mean and cunning and no one messes with me. I don't want to do this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I don't know what that sound was, but I don't see anyone following me. And yes, I'm recording all this in case I die, and maybe Daichi will find my corpse and tell Alina and Sam that I failed the mission or whatever, but for now, I'm still alive. I'm up in a tree. I know that's not fox-like at all, but this was the only way I could think of to see everything in front of me, so no one could ambush me. Also, I'm so high up, I can actually see the shrine. It doesn't look too far away, and I think the sun's setting in the same direction. So, I just have to follow the sun. But that also means I have to get down. Somehow. Ow! An acorn just fell from a tree.
Hey, you!
What is going on?
How dare you! You almost stepped on my acorn.
I'm sorry, Mr. Squirrel? A really, really big squirrel. How cute.
Cute? Do you know who I am?
A talking squirrel?
I'm more than just that. Look at me. I've traveled farther and wider and seen terrors that you've never even dreamt of. And you think I'm cute?
Yes?
Squirrels are not cute! We've been known throughout the land to be giant, mean creatures.
Really? How come all the squirrels I've seen are really small?
Well, there's a story about that. I believe his name was Miku from the Abenaki tribe.
Where's that?
What did they call it? Vinland? Must be different now.
Vinland? Like what the Vikings called America?
Maybe. So like I said, Miku and the rest of the squirrels used to be as big as me. It was amazing. I heard they wreaked havoc everywhere and did whatever they wanted due to their large size. It was paradise.
Just because you're big doesn't mean you have to be mean.
It does if it means no one can stop you. Not until that Gluskabe showed up, that is.
Who is he?
I believe he was created by the gods, but I doubt he was human. Not with the powers he had. He cared much more for the humans and was concerned the animals would be too dangerous to them. So he called them all over. The moose, the wolves, the rabbits, and of course the squirrels. Some animals ran away, but others, like the squirrels, argued with Gluskabe. Miku personally said that if he ever met a human, he would push down trees on them and kill them for fun.
sounds like an upstanding guy.
He has the Viking spirit in him. Except Gabe obviously couldn't risk that happening, so he cajoled all the squirrels closer, and when he pet them, they grew smaller and smaller until he was sure they wouldn't be able to harm any humans, let alone push a tree down. But joke's on him. I personally know squirrels still annoy humans today, regardless of size.
Sure, if you mean those bird feeder prank videos.
Huh. Say, for a second I thought you were a human child. Strange. My nose must be tired from gathering all these nuts today.
Yeah, that must be it. Gathering food is hard work. Make sure to take care of yourself. But why are you so big if everyone else is small?
Well, I'm not from the Abenaki tribe. I'm from Yggdrasil.
Yggdrasil? Why does that sound familiar?
You must know Yggdrasil. It's only the most famous of all world trees.
Oh, Norse mythology. Yeah, I think I remember hearing about it. It connects a bunch of worlds together, right? No wonder you said Vinland before.
Exactly. I'm one of the best creatures on Yggdrasil.
There are also creatures on the tree?
Yes, of course. It's its own ecosystem.
So, who are you? My name is Midai. The fox, obviously.
I'm Ratatosker. They say the eagle is the smartest creature on Yggdrasil, but don't be fooled. Clearly it's me. You want to know why?
I think you need to give me more context first.
Ooh, all right. It's been a while since I've been able to really talk to someone who doesn't know a thing. Okay, so you know that Yggdrasil is a world tree. Its top reaches Asgard, where the gods are, and the center, where we certainly are, is Midgard, and the bottom is Hell. Got it?
Yeah. Heaven, Earth, Hell.
No, but close enough. So at the very top of the tree is the eagle. The second player in our story, Nidhogg. Nidhogg is the worm, snake, dragon creature that is trapped in its own home and gnaws on the roots of Yggdrasil.
Trapped? Why is he trapped?
Well, he's an evil dragon who will end the world if he ever leaves his prison.
Evil dragon? Why is there an evil dragon?
Oh, they're harmless as long as they're stuck down there. It's nothing, really.
But you just said if they leave, the world will end. So there's a possibility they could escape.
Prophecies. It's just prophecies. Ragnarok and whatnot, you know? It's been centuries. Nothing has happened.
Right.
So the eagle and Nidhogg, who are on opposite sides of the tree, hate each other. They say the craziest things ever. In fact, recently the eagle said that Nidhogg is just a wannabe dragon who's really just a worm. And Nidhogg replied back that clearly the word worm is out of date, because the original use of that word meant reptiles like snakes or dragons. Then they called the eagle stupid, which really riled them up. I know all this because they tell me these things, and I tell everyone all about their fighting.
If it's been going back and forth for this long, you'd think they'd get over this crazy rivalry.
Never. What would there be to talk about if they make up? Besides, it is destiny for them to hate each other. Forever rivals till the end of time. Or the world. I guess they would both come to an end regardless.
Okay. So, is that what you do? Go up and down Yggdrasil? What are you doing here?
Yes. As I said, I'm on my way up to deliver the news to the eagle. But it's a long way to the top, so I made a pit stop to get some snacks before heading back up. Rumors are always more fun with food, you know.
Sure, I guess. What even started this rivalry in the first place?
What do you mean?
Well, why do they hate each other?
That's just how it is.
But how is that possible?
Again? What do you mean?
Well, one's at the top of the tree and the other is at the bottom. So clearly they've never met.
Right.
And so if they've never met, how can they hate each other?
Because I tell them what they say about each other.
What do you mean you tell them what they say about each other?
Exactly what it means. I'm the only one who is willing to go up and down this ginormous tree. I told you, squirrels are mean.
Wow. You, sir, are an absolutely terrible representation of what cute little squirrels should be.
I told you, we aren't cute.
How much you want to bet?
So you think you can outwit me as well? All right, I'll accept your challenge. I've heard foxes are supposed to be smart, but clearly that was a lie.
Then let the wager begin. I'll prove to you that squirrels are nice creatures.
And how exactly are we gonna prove that?
Maybe we can do a poll? Like a general census? And we'll let the public decide how squirrels are.
That would take forever. I told you, I have to go back up to the eagle soon.
Then we'll just ask one person then.
What happens to the winner of the bet?
They get one wish? That's something they can actually do. And just once. We both seem to be busy creatures, after all.
All right, then. Let's go.
Oh, do you mind if I just hop onto your back or something?
Come on, we're losing daylight.
Trust me, I know. I need to get somewhere as well. Oh, this is actually perfect.
It's getting late. The longer we stay out, the more likely we'll have to deal with night creatures. We may have to cancel this bet. I need to get going.
No.
No? Do you think you can defend yourself against such creatures?
Of course not. I just meant I know somewhere we can look. Please? We'll look there, and if we can't find anyone, then we can stop.
All right, where should we go?
Did you see the shrine before? I think it was to the west. Apparently creatures will hide around there during the night for safety. That should be the best place for us to check, don't you think?
All right, I know that place well. Shouldn't be a problem. This'll be the perfect way to end the day. I'll have not one, but two pieces of news to tell the eagle.
Hey, I could win as well, you know?
Yeah, right. Keep trying, Fox.
I'll show you. Oh, wait there! Up that hill. That must be where the shrine is.
All right, prepare to lose.
Whoa, hey, not so fast.
Seems rather quiet, ain't it?
I think shrines are supposed to be quiet. Like, tranquil and whatnot.
I can't relate. Now who's out there? We need to settle a bet.
Shh, what are you doing? This is literally disturbing the peace.
You want answers or what? Look. See? Someone came out. Hey, you there.
Hey, Mia.
Yes, doesn't that strange-looking raccoon look like a perfect candidate?
Hey, I'm a raccoon dog. You know there's a difference.
See, I don't even know this creature. Totally the perfect person for this.
Candidate? What's going on?
We need you to settle a bet for us. I need to get going soon, so listen to our request.
Okay.
Yes, it's very important that you listen. Now, kind raccoon dog, sir.
No buttering up.
He doesn't even know what the options are yet. When you think of a squirrel, what is your first impression of them? Cute and cuddly?
Or mean and pushy? There's only one correct answer. And seeing as how I am a squirrel myself, you'd agree with me, don't ya?
Hey, now who's trying to rig the system?
What do you mean? Just look at me. I'm huge, I'm scary, and I bet I can find out all kinds of juicy information about you.
But you're the exception! You said it yourself! All the other squirrels have become small and innocent.
I never said innocent. I just said it was a lot harder to terrorize people now.
Ugh! Fine. Daiji, I mean raccoon dog. What's your answer?
And pick wisely.
The squirrel is correct.
Yeah!
What?
I'm sorry, but he's totally going to kill me if I don't agree.
Well, well, it looks like I won, Fox. Now you owe me.
No way! I lost? But...
See? I told you. Squirrels are mean. We would never help or be kind to others.
Help others? Wait, I can still prove that squirrels are nice.
Oh, just give it up already.
I was stuck up in the tree when we first met, and yet you helped me get down.
That was all for the bet.
You even brought me to the shrine, which you know is a safe location for travelers. Does this not prove you've helped someone out?
You tricked me. You must have. This isn't fair.
It was your own actions that got you here. Well, you have to hold up your end of the bargain.
Fine. But remember, only once and only something I can actually do.
Right. I know you need to leave soon, so how about I save this reward for later? Does that work for you?
Just drag it out, why don't you? Whatever. Just call out to me when you're ready.
Thanks. I will.
See if I ever stop and chat with a stranger ever again.
Bye-bye. Remember your promise.
Mirai, what did you do?
After we were separated, I got stuck in a tree. The only way down was to convince that guy to take me somewhere. And it worked. All that chanting to be like a fox paid off.
But why were you stuck in a tree?
Because that's what foxes do.
Really? Huh. I never noticed that.
Thanks for making it to the end of this episode. Stay tuned for our after credits scene. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all that jazz if you like our show. Thank you for listening. Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yi, directed by Angela Yi, featuring in order the voices of Vita Shi, Zareth, Paul Banganinbin, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Christine, Sam McDonald, Angela Yi, Maddie Shallon, Skylar Giordano, Ben Palizzi, Ashley Dawson, Sarah Monsara Menendez, and Maddie. Dialogue edited by Angela Yi. Sound design by Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yi. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Fam. Season 4 cover art by Molly James. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit again soon.
Ew, that was a long trek up. I hope Mirai makes it okay. It should be pretty easy once she gets past the trees.
Oh, a tanuki.
Oh, hello.
Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude, but you are a tanuki, right?
Yeah, not a problem. Oh, are you leaving the shrine?
Yeah, I was searching for clues on something, but it turns out I think I'm in the completely wrong place.
But it'll be dark soon. You shouldn't travel alone, especially at night. You should stay until morning.
That was the original plan, but I think I can get out of the park before then. Plus, I hear there's a town close by. I was thinking about stopping there.
Oh, I guess that's true. All right, have a good night then.
Yeah, same to you.
Oh, wait. Excuse me.
What's up?
I'm actually looking for somebody. Do you know anyone called Junichi?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that was easy.
Hey, wait. What are you...